live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Lots of time.
Ho, ho, ho.
Happy holidays to you. That's a hell of a start right there.
I'm telling you. This is Cashflow, ladies and gentlemen. I'm John Stadtmiller.
And this is James Martinez. Happy holidays, everybody, to all over the world that are listening. And we even have listeners in the new one in the Soviet Union, too.
Really?
So, yeah. Happy holidays to people in Canada, England, South America, all over the place.
At least they can build a snowman over here. I mean, it's 70 degrees, or actually 60 today, under sunny skies here in Texas.
It's actually... In the last week, with the exception of snow, we've had pouring rain, really cold, and now it's like you can go out in t-shirt and shorts out now. It's clear, sunny day.
By the way, it's okay to say now Merry Christmas. I've noticed the change this year over last. Mm-hmm. Evidently, groups out there that were complaining about, Christmas standing for the birth of Christ, evidently have backed off. Evidently, their push here for the politically correct James, as you just said, happy holidays.
Yeah, that just covers everything, you know, especially for me. I'm living out in Beverly Hills. There is no Christmas decorations out here.
Really?
Very little.
No menorahs, no manger scenes, no nothing. Huh?
Not like in other cities. I mean, for obvious reasons, but most of Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills.
Because Hollywood's godless?
Yeah, right. I mean, if you go into Bel Air, you'll see a lot more Christmas decorum there, but certainly not in Beverly Hills.
No.
And it's really – John, I was waiting in line to purchase something, and usually, you know, when you swipe a card, it's done in like 10 seconds. Not anymore. Apparently, people are using, from a retailer that I spoke to just randomly, people are having to wait in line sometimes 2 minutes for a credit card transaction to go through because there's so many of them going on right now.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I said, so wait a minute. So you have to wait 2 minutes sometimes to run the car to have it processed? And I said, what is that? Is it your machine? And he goes, no, it's because everybody right now is using their cards.
Well, I was talking to postal employees. By the way, my producer here wants to query here. I'm sorry, what did you say? Oh, we got to cue up the microphone here.
All right. I said I could have told you that, work in retail.
You could have told me what?
That it takes forever to run a credit card.
Did you whip out your plastic yet during
Heck
this?
Heck no.
Okay.
Cash.
Okay.
We're keeping tabs on you.
You're right. No, they look. I've used credit card. I've made all the mistakes everybody could ever make with credit cards. So I saw, and most of the time when you run a credit card, it goes through like right away. But not right now. And there's people who are lined up, and I'm like, if you're waiting, why don't you just use cash? But none of them have any cash. You know. So
well, I mean,
I come home and I turn on CNN, and I mean, every hour on some news network, there's something about the credit card crunch going on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is a credit card crunch, folks. There is a recession; it is real. We don't like to be bearers of bad news on this Christmas Eve of December 24th, 2007, but you didn't tune into this show to make yourself feel good. You tuned in to find out economically what's going on, and more importantly, what you can do about your economics. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Well, for 30 years, real estate prices have been rising in insulated Oregon, but this time the mortgage crisis has erupted there as well. Recently, Buena Vista Homes sold its entire inventory of unsold homes ranging from $300,000 to $650,000. With bids, well, let me stop here. Gee, if home sales are down, then why is it so good for Buena Vista eliminating its entire inventory? Well, the bids for the houses started at $69,000. Okay. Now, this... yeah, I've repeatedly told people, James.
What year is this?
It's the year of, inflation's in check and unemployment's up and, everything is just fine. That's the year of the lie. But unfortunately, this year, when this year dies, the lies won't go with them. At any rate, this is the first clear public signal that the Portland area home builders are feeling serious pain. In September, there was an inventory of 8.6 months of homes for sale. The boom has turned to a bust. And what Buena Vista is doing, it's cashing out is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They know what's coming. They've got a bunch of inventory sitting there on the shelf, so to speak, just collecting dust. So it's time for the blowout, so at least they can get back their building cost and maybe a little bit more on these homes. But you know what? A lot of these homes are going to go below what it costs the builders to build. Well,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, folks, but, what are you going to do? Would you buy a car today and then sell it tomorrow for half of what you paid for it today? Of course you wouldn't. But what if you had to sell the car to maybe pay off some of the debt on the thing? Then you might take that as a serious consideration, knowing full well that the week after, they're going to come and tow it away anyhow. So at any rate,
Yeah, look, I just so everybody knows, I am in the holiday spirit and everything, but the bankers don't stop, nor will I. So today is just as important, and tomorrow is just as important financially for everybody. Because I just had a friend of mine come in from London, and I spoke to her just a couple days ago.
How did I know it was going to be a her? That's why I couldn't get a hold of you for 2 days.
Well, a lot of stuff's happened.
Well, I bet. Yeah. Jingle bells. Jingle bells. Yeah, I'm in the holiday spirit. No, a girl flew in from London.
So, and I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. First thing I said, she's telling me, well, she may move here. And I said, why? are you moving here?
Yeah.
And then I didn't have to say much. She goes, and then she continued to say, well, I know there's an economic collapse coming. I've seen it. The dollar's not worth anything. If I come move over here, I got to do the paperwork and da-da-da. It's probably not going to be worth it. But I'd like to just be a change of scenery. And I'm like, change of scenery? Scenery that you're going to see here if you come here? I don't think it's as what you really want, because I mentioned, and what was interesting is this particular person knew more about the coming economics than most Americans. It's very interesting.
Well, that's because in England they report on what's going on in America, but they don't report what's going on in England. Just ask the people over in Scotland.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
How are things in London? Well, good, maybe not so good, you know. Well, yeah. You know, it doesn't matter. Your friend there from London, it really doesn't matter. Now, the question I would pose to her, here's your choice. Sitting there and watching the meltdown of an older, established country, or watch the meltdown of a newer, established country? Take your pick.
You decide. One is sunny and one is gray.
Now, if you're particularly fond and historic, you may not want to stick around to watch your country burn to the ground. And in England, you know, I love our people across the pond there. We're just separated by a common language. But, you know, there's always been this kind of animosity between Englanders and Americans. You know, they loved us during the war, both of them. But there's always been this little tension between the two. And we know why. And so deep-rooted, so do the people in England know why. You know, we didn't declare war on you guys. You know, we didn't come over to colonize you and then, you know, tell you how to run your business.
Right.
So, you know, there's kind of that little animosity that we kind of walked away from them. And then they came back and said, please, you know, at the point of a gun twice. So historically, there's kind of that animosity there. But here's the deal. The deal is, deal or no deal. Okay, we get rid of the banker. We get rid of the banker that really separates us economically. It separates us at least from the tourist level. I'd love to visit London. Wouldn't you? I mean, you probably have reason.
Oh, you better bring some serious money, because most Americans that show up there, when they see how much things cost, just for coffee when I was there, it was like $8.50.
Yeah.
For all those that are the speed freaks, coffee maniacs that are going to Starbucks, building up every morning, cost you about $3.50 to $4, depending upon what you get. And that's just like a grande whatever.
Really?
And over there, I was like, so I put out the calculator. I'm like, oh my, that was like $9.
Well, you speed freaks over there. Hey, look, here's the deal. Go get yourself a can of whole coffee beans. Okay?
Right.
And just chew them like tobacco. You know, it's hell on the teeth. It makes them look bad. But you'll get that rush, and it'll be a heck of a lot more. And you might even make it fashionable. It's the new recession-proof caffeine fix. You know,
there
just
you go.
Throw about 5-10 beans in your mouth and just chew away.
Good.
Yeah.
Good advice. Great.
Now I understand why I couldn't get a hold of you for 2 days. All right.
Yeah, it's been drama.
I bet. Well, speaking of drama, financially, speaking about the little rubber wheels that I think I mentioned about 10 minutes ago, Chrysler CEO says, Merry Christmas, we're operationally bankrupt. Automaker scrambling to sell assets just months after private equity buyout as the credit crunch deepens. CNN Money put this out. Chrysler Corp., the troubled automaker, bought by private equity just 4 months ago, is scrambling to sell assets and indications of huge losses as access to cash becomes increasingly scarce, according to the published report Friday. Someone asked me, are we bankrupt? The Wall Street Journal quoted Chrysler boss Robert Nardelli telling employees at a meeting earlier this month, technically, no. Here's one of these, maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Right.
Technically, no. Operationally, yes. The only thing that keeps us from going into bankruptcy is the $10 billion investors entrusted with us. To raise money, Chrysler is looking to sell over $1 billion in land, old factories, and other holdings, has to let those properties go for under book value.
I bet they never, ever, ever thought that would ever happen to them.
Well, you know, we're not in a recession. Now, folks, you know, just calm down. You know, retail sales, even though they had to be heavily discounted up to 75% to pack the credit card purchasers into the malls, well, now here's a little bad news. Big retailers are shelving their plans to add area stores. Well, it's just Target Corporation, Home Depot, Walmart, and other big box retailers buffeted by the housing slump. Yeah. Buffeted by the housing slump. That's as far as they're willing to go down that rabbit hole in that first opening statement. But they did say they are pulling the plug on new store plans in and around Chicago. The pullback is another sign of the darkening outlook for 2008 as retailers turn cautious. According to Richard Kopczyk, he says, very simply and very plainly, the economy is in the crapper. Housing is going down the chute. We had expected to gain more than $1 million in sales taxes from planned shopping centers and the key big box anchors. Lowe's backed off. Kohl's said they wouldn't come without this person or that person. And the whole house of cards are collapsing. Now, are they talking about one or two stores? No.
Right.
Just around the Chicago area itself, a minimum of 8 stores.
Wow.
The retail shopping space out there, folks, is contracting. Now, that might make some people out there happy because who the heck wanted to see Wally World come in and ruin in middle-sized America, not the larger cities, but middle-sized America, you know, the big box stores, they come in and eliminate the competition. Mm-hmm. And intentionally so? Mm-hmm. After all, they're just there to give you deep discounts. No, they're there to wreck your economy, grab all of the retail sales, and I don't care if you're buying a fishing pole, a set of tires, a car battery. You want to do your banking? I don't care what it is. Walmart is your easy one-stop shop. Wally World invites you in into the world of commerce. Unfortunately, they destroyed real commerce when they dropped their big box store on whatever communities they go into. That's my commentary on the big box stores. I hate these people. I hate them with a passion. They treat their people like crap. They don't pay them anything. I mean, you heard the horror stories coming out. You know, they were spending people's monies. They were working.
Yeah, I didn't
overtime.
Realize how powerful Walmart.
Incredible.
I lived in Arkansas and I went to the headquarters there, and I mean, that company pretty much owns that state and everything else near it. It's really powerful at one point, but now I don't know. It's the attitude and how they. It's like the employees when I was there way back when. It's like a machine there.
Yeah.
The way they're treated. But everybody around the everybody's families and families have all walked for the company there.
Sure. Yeah, that's because there's no other jobs.
Right.
You know, and exactly. here's a plain fact, folks. If Wally World wasn't in existence, you know, in this century, doing what they're doing, and let's jump into Sherman's Wayback Machine here, say about 6,000 years or so. They'd be building the pyramids, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Those are the big box store people at the time. You know, let's get the slaves together. Well, there was a big deal about this made a couple of years ago. Well, apparently it wasn't slaves that built the pyramids, the big box pyramids in Egypt. It was the forerunners to Walmart employees. At any rate,
right.
they weren't slaves. They were paid. Could you imagine?
Paid in what?
Today we're consumer electronics. Yesteryear we were working in stone. But it's the same principle. At any rate, right. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
You know, people are, I don't mean to laugh at this, but folks, we predict these sorts of things and we already know the outcome. Chrysler's owners, by the way, the Cerberus Capital Management, they're saying now that they're facing serious subprime related losses. Well, the subprime is just the tip of the iceberg. That is the telltale sign that a lot of greed and avariciousness was going on out there, folks. But it's $500 trillion in derivatives. By the way, I wanted to tell you, James, that this person I had spoken to about doing this banking deal, I had a short conversation with him Friday night, some 2 hours and 55 minutes, and he's the real deal. Folks, what you're going to be see happening here in the future, and we're here to break this news to you. Now that you might find this to be incredulous, you might find it to be unbelievable. Well, that's okay, because these people know what's going on, and what you're going to be seeing. And there's 25 banks are going to be opening up next year. And they're going to be in the business of doing mortgages and loans, you know, for big-ticket items, you know, cars and things of that nature. But guess what? It's going to be without interest. It's going to be fee-based. Let me give you an example.
and I'm just doing this off of memory, off of figures I wrote down Friday night. If you were to make a $300,000 loan, say that your mortgage was topping out almost at 8%, well, for the full term of that loan, you'd pay well over $1 million in interest, okay, for that $300,000 house. Right. Feeling good about yourself now? Oh, well, it's a good thing I only bought a $200,000 house. Same shtick, just not right. a deep a dagger. It goes into your carcass, that's all. At any rate, what they're proposing, it's going to be fee-based. Say that you take out a 20-year loan. Guess how much money you're going to have to pay back in that 20-year period, James?
No interest.
$321,000 over a 20-year period. They're going to only collect fees in the range of $21,000 off of loaning you $300,000. Now, do you think this might be wildly popular out there? Do you think?
Yeah.
Well, and as this develops, I can't bring them on air for 30 days. There are logistical reasons for that. But this is the real deal. And they have the financial wherewithal. They're based out of Norway and Switzerland. And
really?
It's going to be a real deal. So here's somebody out there that's not going to be able to help you with your existing mortgage or your adjustable rate that, well, you just got zapped with the new figures last week, folks. I told people repeatedly that while the bankers were in the mood for you to empty out your house, literally, by taking out equity loans, you know, oh, gosh, take that vacation, build that swimming pool. Who cares what you do with the money? We don't care. That's what the commercial said. We don't care what you do with the money. Just borrow it. I had been telling people, okay, if you want to do an equity loan on your house, don't buy a big boat, don't buy your sailboat, whatever. Take that equity loan and buy silver and gold. And when the market collapses, well, guess what? Yes, you are going to lose that home that you're never going to be able to repay anyhow. But guess what? You get to be the latchkey kid going the other way, out the door with the door locking behind you, and the bank gets it back. Well, those days are over.
Great.
You cannot borrow money anymore. I don't care if you've got almost all the equity in your house. Nobody's loaning any money. By the way, the markets were just about neutral today. Dow Jones and all that. The plunge protection team made sure. You know, evidently they don't read the same news that I do. Their giddy ha-has today were, well, Citigroup gets the $6 billion cash inflection. Yes. Oh, well, let's jump up and down. Citibank is upside down so many billions of dollars. That's a Band-Aid. But the traders that are generally around this time of year half drunk on their butts by 12 noon, the trading day ended at 1 o'clock today. So they were there, but they really weren't there, and neither were the people that were buying and selling stocks as well. It was kind of a neutral market day. But, I don't know what news they're looking at. I'm seeing inflation. I'm seeing inflation 11.5%.
What news are they looking at? Yeah, exactly.
I'm seeing inflation running at 11.5%. I'm going to see that skyrocket starting the first quarter of next year. I'm already seeing the major retailers that kind of squeak through this holiday season already making plans not to expand next year. I'm already seeing people like Chrysler and Ford and General Motors starting to scream bloody murder because, you know what? Their sales of their cars are down. No, we're not in a recession, folks. This is just a slowdown. This is the key term that they're using in the financial shows now. It's just a slowdown. It's just a market slowdown. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess it's a slowdown if, you know, yeah.
So wait a minute. Is this gentleman that you spoke to,
yes.
They're based out of Europe?
Actually,
primarily.
Yeah, well, he's in Washington and kind of struck close to home. I said we were talking about different interests that he has, telecommunications and whatever else, mm-hmm. which is going to be good for us. But at any rate, he's got a company here in Pflugerville, Texas, which is just about a stone's throw if I were to stand on Dell's highest building here in Round Rock. I could almost hit Pflugerville with a rock. But he's diversified, a very smart individual, a few years my junior, but very, very, very bright. And you came up in the conversation. I said that, you know, I said I have a friend that his parents... Well, they were very high connected in the financial circles of Europe. He knows.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
He knows the game. But at the end of the conversation, James, I said to him, I said, well, I just had a conversation for 2 hours and 55 minutes with myself. We are on literally the very same page. He knew everything that I knew, and I knew everything that he knew. And he's got almost $500 million backing him.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
By the way, I kind of jumped off track there. Chrysler's owner, Cerebus Capital Management, as I said, was facing serious subprime-related losses. They bought GMAC Financial Service. they bought it for $12 million, and they're having a time making a go of it. And keep in mind, folks, that Cerebus bought the Chrysler from the German automaker Daimler, Benz. That deal closed just in August. And it is not a rosy picture. They're going to be selling off assets. But, you know, it's one thing to stick a for sale sign in front of something, but it's another as to who's going to buy it. And because the difference in the currency, the euro being stronger, hey, even the loonie in Canada is stronger, there may be a for sale sign up for foreign investment to come in and start buying up the United States in wholesale parsecs. I don't know why they just I don't know why they just don't put the for sale sign on the individual states. You know,
right?
You know, Texas.
I mean,
for sale,
with $500 trillion in derivatives, I think
Oh, by the way, my friend told me, which is at the highest, let me put it to you this way. He's the fly on the wall on the financial mechanizations of the planet. He says, do you think there's a problem that you're seeing in the United States? He said, do you realize how deep these bankers are in? And I told him, I said, well, $500 trillion. He says, they wished it was only $500 trillion. I will get more.
Wow. What's the numbers after trillion? Gabillion? What is it again?
Yeah, it's, he did give me the quadruple something or other number.
Yeah.
And he said, quadrillion. He says, it's in the quadrillions.
That's interesting that you say that because there is a guy who you will be talking to again that's flown in from – he's just been visiting, I think, four or five continents, all having to do with the economic collapse of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And he has privy information because of relations to the international bankers, and I am actually going to be meeting with him today and getting the whole scoop, so you will be briefed very shortly.
Yeah.
With nothing you probably don't know already, but it's interesting.
Well,
town now.
Yeah.
And he's just been, he's been traveling all over the world in the last 3 or 4 months specifically to deal with what's coming here.
Well, and.
In the U.S.
Here's the deal. In all of the circles out there, it's not a matter of if. It's when and
right.
how much are we actually it's broken down into degrees of how bad that it is. There's not an argument. You're going to see the rah-rah boys, the cheerleader people, the people that are paid for putting a smiley face. And basically, these financial shows anymore, they might as well go out and just call themselves public relations firms because that's what they're doing. They're putting on the happy face for the people that still want to do business in a dying economy. And, it's disgusting. Oh, speaking of something, before I forget this, James, something that was rather disgusting today. William Kristol from the Weekly Standard, of course, he's a Fox News contributor. He was just going off on Ron Paul today. He's a joke. He's a liar. He's nothing to be even considered as being a viable candidate. Oh, he had to pull the cork out of his little genie bottle, and once he let that out, it showed the entire world the disdain this guy has for Ron Paul.
Well, his career is probably over with because anybody that comes out and talks bad about Ron Paul and they can't back it up, and they really can't back it up, they're going to have career problems.
Well,
because it's going to get the mudslinging is started. Good news to let you know, I was pulling onto the 405 and. Big banner above the bridge, Google Ron Paul, 08.
And that's what I suggested a couple of weeks ago, that we have bridge parties, that you folks out there get banners. If your local ordinances, they really don't like stuff strung from their overheads or their underpasses, we'll take out some signs and stand there and hold them for a while. You know, and the thought struck me. I think a good campaign move would be lights on for Ron Paul, and you just drive around during the daylight. You know, this has been done
that's
before.
Good. That's good, too.
This has been done before on other issues, but for people to actually see the amount of Ron Paul supporters that are actually out there, and that's going to give the impression to people that are politically stupid that they're missing something. You know, because even the great Bill Kristol today admitted that, he's pulling votes from the Democrats and he's pulling votes from the Republicans. And, he was just all a Twitter. He finished off by saying that he hopes that Ron Paul doesn't win. Well, that's right, Bill Kristol, because people like you,
you're gone, man. You're out of there.
you're going to have a choice. Here's a backpack full of rocks, and you get to swim the Atlantic to go home, wherever your home is, because you don't live here anymore. These are the very same neocons that lied us into Iraq so we can go kill a bunch of people. and by the way, I needed to mention this. I read a story earlier today. They're saying the deaths are down, the attacks on the troops are down over there. Well, guess what they've already done with over 1 million Iraqis?
Oh, no.
They've iris scanned them. They're giving them national ID cards. The same thing they have planned
for America.
Right? Yes, sir. So,
okay,
I guess...
You know what? I'm so glad that we're live today, specifically, because they don't stop, so I'm not going to stop. Ever. You know what? Because I'm listening. Don't you want to take a break and stop talking about the... No, I don't. Because they're going to keep going, and they're... like I've seen here, out here, it's just a nonstop credit card spending mania that's going on here. Mm-hmm. And I know that they don't have it. And what happened, what's interesting is because, like I said, I think it was last week or the week before, CNN did like a 60-second little thing on that FICO score is changing the way late payments or not making the minimum payment will be. So they're going to really hammer people now. They're really going to hammer.
By the way, hard. James, do you know the difference between a charge card and a credit card? Now remember
a word.
Remember what MasterCard did. What did MasterCard used to be called? MasterCharge. Well, it was still a credit card, but they wanted to distance themselves away from that MasterCharge because charge cards in this country, they used to be just that. You could charge something, and there was a service fee on it. It wasn't this revolving interest-bearing account deal that you see now with the credit cards.
Now they're just going to – what can we get out of people now? Now we know the jig is up. We're just going to have – for all the sheep out there that don't know what's going on, we got to get them now and get whatever money we can take.
That's right. That's
the attitude.
That's right. Oh, by the way, the same gentleman, they're going to be going into insurance as well. And mm-hmm. And folks, how would you like to insure your house, including your cars, for $300 a month?
Wow.
Now, you know how they come out with this? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tip my hat a little bit here. How they came out with this, and they had mathematicians working on this deal. What you see out there, folks, nowadays as insurance companies, these are people that they'll sell you an insurance for your car or your home. And there's all these riders on your mortgage that you got to have fire and theft and, you know, got to have insurance in case Granny comes over and bumps her knee on the armoire or something. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. What insurance companies now are doing, they're big corporate business. They take your money and they properly invest it for their shareholders. And they become these gigantic companies. Well, yeah, they'll make payments and they'll restore you to almost nearly whole. If you wreck your car, your house burns down. Of course, with a lot of wrangling and arguing and threatening of suit and I'll bring my lawyers and all this other stuff. Well, this is what they do. This is how they operate. They're corporations. They take these revenues and they invest it and they've become multi-billion dollar companies. Well, but they're not in the business, really, of insurance, strictly insurance. They're like a big investment house for themselves. Wow. So they did the tables. They figured all this stuff out. How many times, what's the instances in your life that your car will be wrecked or stolen? How many times in your life is your house going to burn down? And what they did was come up with a formula. And they will have in reserves 51% of the cash reserves. So in other words, if 50% of the people, like say, how many accidents you have? Do you wreck your car 5 times in your lifetime? Or how many times your house burned down? Whatever. Having right. said that everybody had a bad run, and 50% of the insurance premium holders with this company had to claim it, guess what? The insurance company wouldn't go bankrupt. There would be plenty in cash reserves behind this. This is the same idea with the mortgages and loans that they're only going to charge you a fee. They're doing this. You're going to be able to have insurance for what it just about costs them. They're going to make a profit. It's a profit oriented company, but not what you're used to. You're going to be able to insure your house for around $300 a year.
It sounds like it's fact-based instead of fear-based.
It is. It is exactly
is
that.
It's about time.
Yeah, but who in their right mind, James, would go out there and offer insurance that knowing that if too many people put claims in against your company, you'd have to put out your for sale sign on your own business next year? No, mm-hmm. they know exactly what they're doing. And this is a transitional phase. I will only say this. I'm dying to tell you people more, but I'm only going to tell you this, that this is a It's a financial institution idea that is here for the, let's call it, the transition. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm going to say on that. And I will be bringing this gentleman up on this program probably in about 30 days or maybe even a little bit longer. We'll have to see what his tables are. But he's a very, 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 very business-minded guy. He's astonishing what he knows and who he knows and what this guy is going to be doing. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. And they have
That's great news.
They have the cash backing. James, the range of this is going to be absolutely incredible. They're going to be able to make loans to corporations. Okay, whereas the corporations used to have to go to the banks to borrow at 3.5%, 4.5%, 5.5%, 6.5%, 7.5%, whatever the case may be. No, corporations, companies will actually be able to go to these people, get the cash that they need for their businesses.
And let me ask you, is this just, you know what I mean, is this just old money or new money?
Let me put it to you this way. It's a mix of both. But he's got some very, 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 very wealthy friends.
Great. Yeah. We like that.
Yeah. So, and people that are well aware of the fiat money system that has been set up. They're well aware of all the chicanery, the scams, the con artists, everything that has been going on. Folks, what you're seeing out in the markets today worldwide, globally, is just the end result of the international banksters and their scams and their schemes and everybody who wanted to jump in with making the almighty unholy profit, that you're seeing the collapse of their avariciousness and their greed. You're seeing the imperfection of their plan right now. It was inherently built into it, but what did they care? As long as they were creating the money systems, who cares if this one crashed or that one crashed, or who cares if it all crashes globally? Because guess what? We'll just come up with a brand new loan scheme, a credit scheme, and we'll just jump right back in the ball game. What's to stop us? The only thing that's going to stop them is going to be a viable alternative.
Right.
So this is I'm going to tell you what, James. Starting next year, there's some people out there, some real, and I mean real financial movers and shakers. They're going to shake this house of cards.
We'll be talking to them very, very soon. Yeah. So I can already assure you that.
So, folks, you people out there that have been just swimming in the pool of oh, poor me-ness, there is definitely light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not that onrushing commuter train coming at you at 80 miles an hour. No. There are actually people out there that are well thought of, that have seen this thing and have studied the problem from the inside out, been involved with it up to their eyeballs, and they've had enough of it. They're going to start walking away from it, and they're going to be doing it in droves. You know, these guys are just throwing party. These are the guys who are just putting on the party spread, you know, making sure that all the little napkins and the hors d'oeuvres are in place and everything else. They're setting the table. The party hasn't even yet arrived, and they've got so much money, it makes me sick. it's like, whoa, you people are dead serious. Yes, we are. Because they're doing this out of necessity. Because who can function in a climate like this? And
that's so true. Yeah.
And better still, why would we want to, even if we could get through this thing, which we're not, but just say for the sake of the argument here that somehow that we could. You know, we might be in a 10, 15-year recession, but, you know, we're going to get out of it. Why would you want to set yourself up for the same failure all over again?
Over again. And, that's right.
And see, people, James, are seeing the finality of the grandmaster plan here, and they don't want any part of it. They don't want any part of it. It's hard on the furniture. It's bad environment to do business on. You know, I mean, it's just nasty. I mean, and what is going to start transpiring, folks? You're actually going to see people discussing and countries and economies going back not to debt-based currencies, but going back to asset-backed currencies, things that really hold their value. You want to know why? You could borrow $300,000 and only pay back $321,000 because the initial amount of money didn't lose any of its value. That's why. And folks, I'm telling you, James, it's going to rock these dirty. I, It's Christmas Eve.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to be calm. But you know how I feel about these.
No, I know. Oh. Yeah, I know your hand is on your chair and your nails.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
By the way, on the issue here of immigration, I have said this before, James. What is everybody sweating this thing about? Why do we need to grant amnesty for 36 to 41 million illegals in this country? We won't have to. When this economy goes south, guess what? So will the illegals.
They'll go south.
And it's already starting to happen. In Phoenix, Arizona, illegal immigrants in Arizona, frustrated with the flagging economy and tough new legislation cracking down on their employers, are returning to their home countries or trying their luck in other states. For months, immigrants have taken a wait-and-see attitude towards the state's new employer sanctions law, which takes effect January 1. The voter-approved legislation is an attempt to lessen the economic incentive for illegal immigrants in Arizona, the busiest crossing point along the U.S.-Mexico border, and by all appearances, it's starting to work. According to Magdalena Schwartz, an immigrant rights activist and pastor at the Mesa Church, you already know what's coming here. She says, people are calling and telling me about their friend, their cousin, their neighbors. They're moving back to Mexico. They don't want to live in fear and terror. Good. Good.
Said it right there.
We don't mean to terrorize you, but understand something. You weren't invited here to begin with. So when somebody holds the door open and says, hey, don't let the thing hit you in the, you know, hey,
yeah.
You just got to go. You know what I mean? We'll be right back.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
I like what one illegal said. Martin Herrera, 40-year-old illegal immigrant and masonry worker who lives in Camp Verde, 70 miles north of Phoenix, he says he's planning to return to Mexico as soon as he ties up some loose ends after living here for 4 years. He says, I don't want to live here because of the new law and the oppressive environment. He said, I'd be better off in my country. He called the employer sanction laws absurd. He says, everybody here, legally or illegally, we're all part of a motor that makes this country run. Once we leave, the motor is going to start to slow down. No, Mr. Herrera, the reason why you're leaving, for two reasons. The motor is already slowing down, and there's no bricks and mortar for you to do. And also of the sanction laws against hiring illegals. And, that's the bottom line. But most of the economists and immigration lawyers and people who work in the immigrant community are agreeing it's happening, and they are leaving Arizona. They are leaving. And one of these guys that did the law, State Representative Russell Pierce of Mesa, the author of the employee sanctions law, says his intent was to drive illegal immigrants out of Arizona. I'm hoping they will self-deport. They broke the law. They are criminals. Now, other states are going to have to do the same thing because, well, push here and something pops out there. Well, if you push them out of Arizona and they're not quite ready to go home yet, they're going to go someplace else. But here's the deal, folks. This has been going on for over two decades. I'm not in a big hurry to dump all these illegals all at the same time. You know, I'm not a heartless guy. I'm not a Grinch that stole their Merry Christmas. They're going to self-deport. They're going to go back to Mexico with what monies they've made here in the United States. And I wish them a long and happy life. And by the way, get down there and start doing about the seven crime families that have been running Mexico into the ground down there. And you know what? Right. I'd like to visit you and your culture in the future and be happy about it. Get down there and spend my tourist dollars. But right now, you people have a bad PR problem on your hands. There's too many millions of you over in this country that are illegal. And you know what? Quite frankly, James, across the board, we've been really decent about this whole thing. We really have.
That's very true. Very true. Beyond decent, actually.
So, you know, folks, don't sweat this. It took us 20 years to get into this mess, and without allowing these politicians in Washington, D.C. to do the blanket thing and allow the states to enact their own stuff, seeing how the FedGov is not doing their job securing the border, getting rid of these illegals, the states are going to do it, unless they want 41 million illegals in Washington, D.C. I don't know where they'd put them all. There's not enough hotel room. But at any rate, it is starting to happen. And these are some of the good signs for America, folks.
I know it's going to be so interesting in the next 3 to 4 months what's going to happen in this country. Not only from, you know, we'll be having what I consider, since I've been alive, the most important election, not only for this country, but maybe for the world.
Yeah.
In terms of globally what's happening on, but especially what's happening here. And, I think the next year there's going to be so many changes. There's going to be way more people voting than ever before. And there's going to be backlash, revolution, all of that stuff.
And you folks that tuned in today, we've had the largest listening audience to this program since it started. For you fine folks tuning in today, listening to this broadcast, going, who are these people and what are they talking about? The whole effort of this, ladies and gentlemen, is to help you get out of the financial hole that you're in. Those credit cards, MasterCard, Visa, all those little bank cards, we have a way for you to get rid of those, and you won't have to be dealing with lawyers, bill collectors, any place. Now or in the future, all you need to do is call 877-331-0626. This is not a plan for you to pay down over the next 2 years. It's dumping your credit card debt, perfectly legal and above board. And keep listening to this program, because now after Christmas is done, so are you. You're going to want to do something about those cards next year. James,
okay.
I will see you, I guess, Wednesday, right?